Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We do something called the Joe and Alex Show Book Buddies, and we get to go to different schools and read to kids. Sometimes we struggle with reading, which you'll hear in just one second. Sorry, Alex. It's a really cool event. Here's a little bit of the audio of us reading to some kids yesterday.
Elephant legs!
Let down your hair. Silently, a
braid
of Rapunzel's hair slid down the tower wall. Come to me, my prince, called the melodious, I guess it's how you say it. Teacher?
Teacher, these are big words.
Yeah, we had to get help. What was it? It was melody, but it was like... Melodious
voice. I don't know how you say that word. And not the library lady didn't know.
Yeah, if the librarian doesn't know what to say, that
no
book,
one knew.
I don't believe in burning books. So that book should be burned. I mean, yeah. that's impossible.
Elephant school! Hopping chicken!
Step one, choose anything you want to get rid of. Step two, squeeze it really, really hard. Abby smiled as she took one last look at her homework. You know what she's gonna do, right? She's gonna crumple it up. Yeah, that's what she did. She squeezed it really, really hard. Nothing happened.
I wish that book would have been real. It's called The Universe Ate My Homework. And that would have been a good excuse when I was in school, because this is a guy that never did his homework. My poor mom, all the calls she got from my teachers. That was Mr. Farrell's fourth grade class at Eastridge Elementary. So thanks so much to him for having us out. And thanks to those kids, too. They were so nice, and they asked us questions. We even did a little impromptu radio interview right there on the spot with one of the kids. So that was fun. But the thing that I really liked, Alex, is a direct message that we got yesterday. And I'm going to change it up just to protect people here. I don't want to get them in trouble. It says, "Hey guys, I'm a new officer with the blank police department, and I want to reach out and let you know that your work with kids and stuff is really awesome. I've noticed in a lot of these neighborhoods that kids don't have a lot of people to look up to for inspiration. I've also noticed that lots of kids don't plan for their future or even have hope for their futures. But seeing you guys do stuff with kids and Joe doing stuff with his little brother, encouraging him means that it isn't something that I'm, you know, is going to have a negative effect when I'm out there patrolling the streets and running into kids. They're not going to have a negative idea of an officer. They're going to think of it as a positive thing and a good interaction. Even going and reading to kids like you guys do means a lot to them. Just letting you know your efforts are noticed and appreciated." So
wow,
I thought that was cool. And I just wanted to say that anybody, I'm not knocking you, Alex, but if I can do something, like, for example, if I can be a big brother, that's the thing that I really enjoy, being a big brother with big brothers, big sisters. Anybody can be a big. I'm actually celebrating, not this weekend, next weekend's 2 years with my little brother, Michael.
I can't believe it's already been that long. That's crazy.
I cannot either, Alex. And he's 11. I'm like, "You're 10, right?" He's like, "No, man, I'm 11. I'm like,
"Whoa.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Like, soon you're going to be 13 and go, I don't even want to think about it. He's gonna be a man before we know it." But I think it's so cool and so easy. If you have any questions about being a big brother or a big sister, because there's such a need all the time, you can reach out to me, Joe Pesh Radio, and I'll give you, like, any advice or anything. And, of course, you can always just Google. And they're so cool. Just because you sign up and try to get information doesn't mean you have to be, but it's super easy. 2 to 4 hours a month is all they're asking you to commit, and it's one of the greatest things I've ever done. I think you'd really enjoy it. So that's something that I get to do. Now, Alex, you're involved, actually. When do you go to court again? This week?
Next Wednesday, I'm going to court.
Now, what are you involved with?
So I am a child advocate, or a CASA, a court-appointed special advocate, for kids that are in the foster care system. So basically, I get assigned a case, like a real case of abused child. So they've either been sexually abused, physically, emotionally, or neglected, and they're in the system, and basically the court is trying to figure out where to permanently place them. Should they go back to their biological parents, if that's possible? Is there a relative they should be placed with? Should they be placed in a foster care home or whatever? And I get to interview the children and have a relationship with the children or child that's on my case, and then I also build a relationship and get to know everyone involved in the case, their parents, their therapists, their teachers, their foster parents, whatever. And I get to kind of not only be the kid's voice in court, so I go to their court hearings, mm-hmm. and I'll say, "This is what the child actually wants. This is where they're wanting to live. This is how they're feeling. This is what they want the judge to know," because nobody ever gets to ask the kid.
And that's
what they
awkward
want
for the kid. Like, if the kid has to be in front of mom and dad, it's like, "Well, who do you want to be with?" Like,
It's very awkward. So I kind of am that person for them. And so, and it's volunteer, so it's not paid. But I spend like 6 to 8 hours a month doing all this, kind of investigating and research and finding out about their situation and stuff. So I get to tell the court what the kid wants. And also I get to say what I've observed as someone that's really been in their environment a lot more, sometimes more, more often than like the social workers and stuff, because they are so busy. I don't know if you realize this, but they have like anywhere from 150 to 200 cases.
I didn't realize it was that many, but I got to imagine that there's no way that these people can keep up with all the cases.
So they do the best that they can, but I have the opportunity to go visit and talk to the people and the kids more frequently to get more frequent updates on how they're doing and stuff to tell the court, because what that does is it helps their case move along faster to get them permanently placed somewhere so that they can thrive and be in a good, safe environment that's going to help them grow.
Well, that's so cool that you do that. And these are just two examples. Big brothers, big sisters, what I really have near and dear to me. Alex has CASA, which is really near and dear to her. If you have questions, reach out to us at Joe and Alex Show. We'll answer to the best of our abilities. But the point is simply this: no matter what you do, just try to like help out kids and help out people. It's not that hard. It really isn't. But it makes such a big difference.
Yeah, there's all kinds of causes. It doesn't have to be a cause with kids. Maybe it is. But there's all sorts of things. If there is a cause that you are super passionate about, get involved. Donate a couple hours a month volunteering, because it'll make you feel good and it makes our community a better place.
Yeah, we'd really appreciate you to do that. So that's a little update there. And if you want to see this, it's up on our Facebook page. Just search for Radio Now and you can see Alex and I stumble and bumble through reading to kids with our Joe and Alex Show book buddies. Coming up in two songs here on Radio Now, we are going to be getting into Joe's Need to Know News. Listen, you might want to stock up on avocados and tequila and limes. I'll explain why. And you know mosquitoes are annoying and they suck?
Yes.
What if I told you one type of music they say helps reduce mosquitoes biting you?
I'm going to download some songs.
All right, that's next on Radio Now.